Through the facilities of WBZ Boston, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Crescent Gardens at Revere Beach, Revere, Massachusetts, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton!
Well, the format of this concert in miniature has been, and probably will continue to be, the thing that you have just heard. Stan Levy plays a drum roll. Lindy Miller, the announcer this evening, has presented the show, has introduced it, and we're gaining this reception at the moment that we'll get this thing underway. Sal, I think that we will burden you and put upon your shoulders the overture, so to speak, this evening. This is the composition that you are fond of because you have played it a lot and you play it well. Sal Salvador playing some Bill Holman music. Frivolous Sal. Sal, the beat. Here it is. Thank you, Sal. It's a pretty exciting opening here for this evening's concert in miniature. You people are listening to the music. It's too bad, possibly, that we don't have a television screen at the moment for you to see this bandstand. crazy thing, these bandstands around the country. Some are so large that you actually feel afraid on them. There's so much room. Last night we played a date where the orchestra was stretched out full length. It looked like a line of the Rockettes. But this evening we are crammed on a bandstand that was built, I believe, for Red Nichols and his five pennies. And we're all on here, all 19 of us, and if one guy has to get off the stand for any particular reason, the whole band has to get off to let him off and then get off to let him back. Very interesting thing, this bandstand. Burgess, we have had people ask lately for this number that you have been kind enough to do. It's a kind of a revival of an adaptation out of the... it's an adaptation of a number out of the Innovations in Modern Music Library. You must move over here, and I'll keep talking while you get your position. Sal, would you move your knee, please? And move the rack there. And we'd like to get Tony Farino in to move down just a half an inch so that we can... This is Bob Burgess playing Bill Russo's composition, Solitaire. Yes, we'll start like this. Bob Burgess is taking his bow. I might explain it. These concert miniatures are mainly and basically for the more advanced forms of jazz here that we are pretty closely identified with. But occasionally a fresh thing comes along that we feel that you might enjoy, and we'd like to present it to you. This is not anything rather involved. It's an arrangement on a number that has been around for a long time. We all love the song. We'd like to hear you, or rather have you here at the moment, this fresh interpretation of You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Mm-hmm. Certainly a name that is not new in especially our field of music is that of Buddy Childers. He's known mostly for his great work on first trumpet and on occasions has been known to play a solo here and there, but gradually in recent weeks has begun to play more and more solos until finally he's really associated with the group of soloists that are part of the Kenton Orchestra. At the moment, it was decided and he asked that it be decided, and we all agreed that this Buddy Childers solo tonight would be his version of All the Things You Are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buddy Childress. You know, one of the numbers out of the book that is most important. In fact, if we don't play it each evening once or twice, we always find a lot of disagreeable customers. They come to hear it, and along with some of the other things, this will probably exist as long as we are a part of jazz music. We'd like to play it once more tonight on this concert miniature. This is the Ray Wetzel composition that we've done for so long. This is Intermission Riff. Applause there is for Intermission Riff, and a lot of the applause goes to the soloists, too. The first one, and a very important portion of it, was played by Zoot Sims here, a number of bars, improvising tenor saxophonist. Thank you, Zoot, and thank you, Ernie Royal, too, for the high trumpet. Sometimes on these jobs, we find that the people are so concerned over who's in the orchestra and what individuals are playing what that we feel that it's necessary that we almost introduce each of the guys so that they, or rather the people, can remember a name or two if they wish to remember when they go home at night. We, at the moment, might acknowledge the first trumpet work of Buddy Childers and the first trombone of Bob Burgess and the first alto saxophone of Lee Konitz. The baritone, the bottom notes in the saxophone section were played by Tony Farina, the bottom notes in the trombone section by Bill Smiley and Bob Burgess plays first trombone. Yes, Zoot, I appreciate very much you producing this part of the thing. The drums are by Stan Levy, and of course the bass as usual by Don Bagley, and the guitar by Sal Salvador. Stan, we want to start creating some kind of an atmosphere to lay down a melody here, so if we can have some Cuban rhythms at the moment, we'd appreciate it very much. Just lightly, that's it. Very good. You guys can... Buddy Childers joining in. Some clavis, Don Dennis. Count. Cowbell. And Ernie Royal is now playing this instrument that he has developed here and is about soon to go on the market.
Brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Crescent Gardens at Revere Beach, Revere, Massachusetts, through the facilities of WBZ Boston. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Lindy Miller speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.